Kelly, take us through your reasoning, obviously, for being out here supporting the Puerto Rican and the Latino community here, especially given what happened at the Trump rally on Sunday.
Absolutely. The message needs to be clear that our community will not tolerate. We do not want to disseminate hate anymore. And the leadership of this country needs to realize that. No matter who's in office, they cannot spread hate anymore. And those comments were not just made for Puerto Ricans, but they were also made for other races and other cultures that make what our country is today. We're a vibrant part of this country, and we're here to stay, and that's the message overall.
Yeah, what does it mean to see the support throughout the Western New York community coming here and backing each other in a time where it's pretty hostile, especially with it being 1 week out until the election?
Absolutely. Western New York is a special place, and we have people from all backgrounds and all races and all faces, and everyone is here working together. Western New York should be an example to the rest of the country. We work together. One thing about Latinos, you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. So.
And when it comes to the election, how much does a controversial issue such as what happened Sunday at the Trump rally change the landscape? I mean, have you talked to others where, because that happened now, maybe if they were undecided or if they were fully on board with the Trump campaign, that they're flipping the cause now?
The organization I represent, the Hispanic Heritage Council of Western New York, we promote civic engagement. So no matter which way you vote, we just want people to get out and vote and make a difference. We say in Spanish, tu voz es tu voto. Your voice is your vote. So we want people to get out and make a difference and really, really make our numbers count.